It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Drew Winkelmeyer is the managing editor of the News Review. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to talk about what people will see in their print edition of the papers that's out today. Kind of give us an overview.
Yeah, absolutely. This Friday print edition is kind of a special edition. We are kind of memorializing and remembering the blast of 1959. Although the anniversary was yesterday on Thursday, we felt that putting together a special weekly edition, kind of asking the people in the community to send us in their stories of their experiences of that night and the days that followed was appropriate. And we wanted to be able to put that together for folks. And just real quick, thank you to everyone who submitted stories and submitted photos. They were all incredible. We got so many that we weren't able to publish everything. So if you get the chance today, go online to see the ones that didn't make it into the weekly print edition. But again, it turned out fantastic, and we're excited for everyone to give it a read.
It is amazing that people have been able to preserve photographs that were taken 66 years ago, given the technology shift between then and now. That's not always the case. Some people go to look at these ancient pictures and realize the whole quality level's degraded. So, yeah, you've got a lot. And I noticed an interesting account on the front page of the printed edition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the front page will feature a story of one of the police officers who actually was one of the first responders to that incident, which started out as a fire. For those who don't know, it started out as a fire early in the morning, and there was a large, tanker truck that was carrying a lot of explosives, dynamite, and other materials that were flammable, and that fire eventually spread and created kind of an uncontrollable situation and blew up this truck. Created a huge crater in downtown Roseburg, shattered thousands of window panes of glass, killed over a dozen people, and injured over 100 people.
Yeah, and my parents were actually alive back then. No, I was not. And they just lived a few blocks away. And my whole life, I heard stories about the blast. And going down there to check it out, my father actually worked at ODOT. It was called something else then. They actually were given essentially time off to just go help. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like whatever it needed to get done in the office could wait. And a lot of efforts there. Not everybody knows specifically where the location is. And in fact, a few years ago, I had to look around. There's actually a rock. It's at the location. It's the former Honda dealership there, the green building right alongside the tracks. It's just in the parking lot. There's not a big, huge sign or anything. But that is was Gerritsen's at that point, the building that was there prior. And that's where it all started. But yeah, some of the pictures you've got in the print edition today and online, pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And if something that, that time frame, if you think about parts of downtown, you have buildings downtown that have one less floor on them.
Yeah.
Because of the blast.
Yeah.
You have buildings that were not, they looked okay, but structurally later they were determined they had to come down. There was at least one downtown church that had to come down. It was originally the Methodist Church then on Main and Lane. That building came down where the, until recently, the U.S. Bank location, that was a fire station. That was totally destroyed. Even where the News Review was then, which was right across the street, that building took a heavy hit as well. And most everybody was, oddly enough, for 1959, working remotely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like you said, when you go back and look at those photos, the ones that we published in this edition, it literally looks like a war zone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in fact, there was even, I talked years ago to somebody who passed away probably 15 years ago, and there was thought initially that this could be a Russia, Japan, something situation, just because we were on the I-5 corridor, we had the railroad and all of that. And the guy I talked to was one of the folks who got to go up with law enforcement in the plane. And, you know, he still got choked up years later talking about what it looked like in the middle of the night to be on that plane looking down at Roseburg.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty incredible stories. So that is in there. What else are people going to find in the print edition today?
In the print edition, if you guys are not familiar with how we are structuring our weekly print edition, I write a weekly, I guess, roundup, you could say. It's called In Case You Missed It. You'll find that on page A2, where I go over kind of the top stories or the most notable stories of the past week so that people can get caught up on the news of the past week that appeared mainly online and in our e-edition.
And so that gives people a chance to do that. And also, anything people ought to know about accessing, well, let's talk about the e-edition that you guys do every day. Sometimes people are looking and used to looking at a website, but for people that are more used to and maybe more comfortable with a physical paper, explain how the e-edition works.
Yeah, so the e-edition, it publishes online each day at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What I can say about that is it's formatted exactly like our print edition back when we were still 5 days a week. All of that news is going to be more timely. It's not going to be a day late. We lay it out each morning. And again, it's definitely more timely and more accessible, and people are going to be able to, you know, flip through it the same way that they would a normal print paper. Obviously it's online. It's not going to be the same, but you know, you're able to, it's familiar to what the weekly print was back at 5 days a week.
Right. And you're essentially still flipping the pages, even though you're really just hitting a button to advance it. So, all right, very good. If people want to find out more about that, just go to nrtoday.com, and I know you've got different pieces of information there to kind of explain the navigation process.
Absolutely.
All right, anything else people ought to know about what's going on with the News Review?
Right now, if anyone wants to consider subscribing and transitioning away from that print edition, I would highly encourage it, because the online edition definitely is much more timely. You're going to be able to get your news right away, and we want to be able to branch out into different mediums of news gathering. So whether that's podcasts, radio, whether it's more social media or online, we want to be able to accommodate all of our readers with however they want to consume the news. So I would highly recommend subscribing to the online edition. And also, if you need help with that, you can always call in. We can get you set up on a tablet, a phone, a laptop. We're more than happy to get people set up.
All right, Drew Winkelmeyer, managing editor of the News Review. Again, that special edition today with pictures from the blast of 59. Drew, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the morning report.